News RELEASEONTARIO Association of Architects. The Ontario Association of Architects, OAA, will mark World Architecture Day virtually in 2022 with its annual Queen's Park Picks, QP Picks, program, a collaborative celebration with MPPs across the province who share their passion for local architecture. Each year, a special exhibition at Queen's Park highlights a selection of outstanding buildings. However, following the adjournment of the legislature, the OAA will be presenting the 2022 Queen's Park Picks online. An emerging theme from this year's QP Picks is community, with numerous buildings playing important roles as spaces where people gather. As public health restrictions continue to ease and members of the public find themselves sharing spaces once again, the important role of community-centered buildings has come to the fore. This year, nominations highlighted some of the province's most beloved gathering spaces. Prior to World Architecture Day on the first Monday in October, the OAA invites Ontario MPPs to reflect on the province's unique architectural legacy and nominate a favorite building within their riding. This year, submissions were received from MPPs from all regions across the province, with nominations by members of all parties. 9 projects have been selected by a jury of architects for this year's Queen's Park Picks online exhibit, including Holy Protection of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church in Guelph, nominated by MPP Mike Schreiner, Guelph. With close to 1.5 million residents across the country claiming Ukrainian origin, a number that will only increase as those fleeing Ukraine seek safety, Canada has the third largest Ukrainian population after Ukraine itself and Russia. Built in 1962 by Evan Gren, this local landmark is expressive of the traditions and heritage of the community it serves, and stands proudly as a symbol of Ukrainian culture in Canada. The 8 other buildings chosen were Abilities Center in Whitby Architect, B plus H Architects Corp., nominated by MPP Lorne Coadaway Crossing in Ottawa Architect, Stantec Architecture Limited, nominated by MPP Lucille Collard Franklin Carmichael Art Center Building in Toronto, Etobicoke Architect, Unknown nominated by Premier Doug Ford Jeremiah McKay Kabaishua Comic in Sioux Lookout Architect, FT3 Architecture Landscape Interior Design in association with Manask Isaac Architects, now Reimagine, nominated by MPP Saul Mamakwa Place Day Arts in Sudbury Architects, Moriyama and Tashima Architects in joint venture with Yalawiga Boulanger Salich Architecture, nominated by MPP Jamie West Union Station in Toronto Architects, Ross and McDonald, Hugh Jones, Assistant Chief Architect, Canadian Pacific Railway, and John M. Lyle Architect Architects of Renovation, 2022, Knorr Architects and Engineers Limited, EVOQ Architecture Inc., Ziedler Architecture, Partisans, Interior, IBI Group, Second Platform, nominated by MPP Chris Glover Victoria County Jail in Lindsay Architect, Cumberland and Storm nominated by MPP Laurie Scott Victoria Hall, Brockville City Hall, in Brockville Architect, Henry H. Horsey Architect of Renovation, O.E. Liston nominated by MPP Steve Clark. Foregrounding the positive impact of the built environment remains a central focus of the OAA's mission in regulating the province's architecture profession to protect the public interest. It enjoys a long-standing, collaborative relationship with the provincial government and highly values their mutual investment in meeting the needs of Ontarians. I am so thrilled that year after year, our members of provincial parliament join us in recognizing the marvelous examples of Ontario architecture found in all parts of our province, notes OAA President Susan Spiegel. We must continue to respect and revere these beautiful places that form a crucial part of our social fabric. For more on the buildings chosen this year, as well as to see previous selections, visit oaa.on.ca/QPP or follow the OAA at @OAArchitects on Twitter and Instagram.